Maimer of Bereishis Goyim Amalek Tavshin Tesvav Nesif Tes. We're holding where it says Val Derech Shemetzino. The Rebbe is explaining what it says in the Pasuk B'char Lanu Anoshim, that in order to fight Amalek it has to be Anshei Moshe. That's the expression that the Alter Rebbe says in Torah Eir. And the reason is because in order to be able to reveal Chaya Yechide, slapshus, to relate to the places where a person is struggling and fighting a Amalek, you have to have the koyach of Moshe. Otherwise, chay yichide is not revealed in the person. Nefesh, ruach, neshama, those levels are revealed in the person, but not chay yichide. So the Rebbe here is explaining what's the reason for this difference. And the question is that we find b'chlal b'negeya to the neshama and the guf, that the fact that there's any connection between the neshama and the guf, and also the fact that there's an influence from the neshama and the guf, is based on what? It's because of a koyach hamafli lasis. It's a pella. It's a pella that you have a connection between gashmius and ruchnius. So then what's the reason why, when it comes to chaya yechide, you have to have a special koyach of Moshe Rabbeinu? So the nekuda that the Rebbe explains is like this. This inyan of koyach hamafli lasos is a koyach that connects ruchnis to gashmis, but not to bring the Eibishter even in a place of klipa mamish, in a place of choshech, in a place of ra. That's not the koyach hamafli lasos. Koyach hamafli lasos means that the Eibishter is unlimited. The Eibishter doesn't have the gedarim of ruchnis and gashmis, and therefore mitzad the koyach hamakif of the Eibishter. What's mafli? Mafli is a pella. The pella is that by the Eibishter, the difference between one level and the other, you have all kinds of madregas of existence. So even though they're very far from each other, the way something exists beruchnius, the way something exists begashmius, they're very, very far from each other. But nevertheless, the Eibishter is makif all b'shove. Whether it's ruchni, whether it's gashmi, whether it's atzilus, whether it's asiyah, the Eibishter is makif everything b'shove. And therefore, the Eibishter can bring together the neshama with a guf, and the influence of the neshama into guf. But then there's a different inyan. It's not just a matter of different levels of existence, ruchnius, agashmius. Then you have the fact that the purity of who the Eibishter is in the highest level should be able to penetrate a place of choshech, of klippe, of ra. That's a different inyan. That's not the koyach hamafli lasis. That's a special koyach that comes from Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Rebbe is explaining this inyan. The Rebbe brings from the way this inyan, and here we're talking about a yid, the neshama of a yid. The Rebbe brings an example for this, the way we find this, b'negeya to the existence of all the olamos. Valderech, that's where we're holding. The first word in the line is b'mokin. Valderech shemetzino, sheyesh, inyonim, nailim, sheyecholim lovei gam bibiyah. We find that there are very high godly revelations that are revealed not only in the higher spiritual worlds, in Atzilos and so on, but they're revealed even in the lower worlds, all the way down here into Biyah. There's a level of the world of Atzilos that gets drawn down and gets invested and comes down into this world. Not only in the worlds of Briyah and Yitzirah, it comes down and it has an effect even over here in our world of Asiyah. The Alter Rebbe explains this in Tanya and the Igeres HaKadosh, that usually we know that there's a huge separation between Atzilus and the other lower elements. Atzilus is a world of Elokos. Atzilus is a place of Achdus Hashem. Whatever exists in Atzilus expresses the truth of the Eibishter completely. The other elements, starting from Bri Yitzir Asiyah, is a world of separation. A place which identifies itself as independent, I'm a thing, to one extent or another. Briya very little, and Asiyah much more. So l'chayre, Atzilus, there's usually says Lashon, there's a parsa, like a curtain that completely separates. But the Alter Rebbe says in Tanya, Sheha'ora sakav, shehoye meir, bekelim, the yud, sviris, the malchus, the Atzilus, there's a ray of the Kav. The Kav is a line of light, of revelation of the Eibishter that comes from before Tzimtzum. In simple words, Kav is the truth of the Eibishter that's not based on Tzimtzum, not based on a reality that feels itself. Kav is that line of revelation that comes from the truth of who the Eibishter is before Tzimtzum. So that Ha'ara, there's a ray of Kav, Shehoyim Meir Bekelim the Yutzvir is the Malchus Datzilus that reaches and shines and is revealed in the Kelim of Malchus, just like all the Sfiris of Atzilus have 10 Sfiris in it. There's Chachma Sheva Chachma, Bina Sheva Chachma, and so on. So here we're talking about Malchus. There are the 10 Sfiris that are in Malchus of Atzilus, and in those 10 Sfiris, there are the Kelim of Malchus Atzilus. Right? So everything in Atzilus is made up of Eiris and Kelim. Kelim is the limitation of the level of Malchus of Atzilus. Malchus of Atzilus is the lowest level of Atzilus. So over there, there's a Ha'ora of the Kav, Boka HaParsi Imam Chulu. So this Ha'ora, there's a ray of the Kav that breaks through the separation between Atzilus and Bria. And then there's a Ha'ora, Deha'ora, Hu B'chol and Avram Neitzer Menasim. A ray of a ray of a ray of this light of the Eibishter penetrates and comes through all the way down to the lowest worlds, Gamba, Eilam Asiya, even over here in our world. That's what the Alter Rebbe, this is the Lashon the Alter Rebbe says there in Tanya. So you see over here that even when there is a separation, it's like just like Begashmias, when you put up a curtain and it separates the light that there is in a room, but nevertheless, the curtain still has, there's still an ability for the light to break through the material of the curtain. Something comes through. Even though the light that comes through is not at all the same to the light that there is in its source, on the other side, in the room. This is the Lashon, the Chassidus sometimes it uses the Lashon, this is a Eir Shel Toilda. It's like, it's a Eir, which is like a result of, there's a separation, and it's a new light, it's a new reality. It's not a Hemshech, it's not the way it is in Eir Lama'atzilus, where the Mamish, the truth of the Eibush is fully revealed. But nevertheless, a ray. Ha'ara on one hand, what's Ha'ara? Ha'ara means it's nothing of what exists in the source. It's just a ray. So you look at the ray of the sun. The ray of the sun is not the sun itself at all. But on the other hand, it's a Ha'ara. It's shining out of the sun. It relates to a world. It's here to shine into another Metzius that's Befedish, not the sun. So it gives place for something else. But at the same time, though, it's a ray from the source that's shining. So you see over here that there is a Kayach from the source of the truth of the Eibishter, the Kav, which represents a line of revelation of the truth of the Eibishter is, that's revealed and penetrates, sof-sof, it penetrates, and the truth of the Eibishter is the source of life and energy of everything that exists in our world. If it can't penetrate into our world, so then we can't exist. Sof-sof, that life and that truth of the Eibishter penetrates and comes down into our world. That's been a geya to the Metzius of the worlds. Similar, we also find b'inyan anavuah, when it comes to the revelation that there is through prophecy, shehu ma'atzilus. Where is the source of inyan of nevuah? The source of nevuah comes from the world of atzilus. Sha'navi nimtza b'olam ha'asiya. A navi, so he's a human being. He's here physically in our world. U'biyaisai b'olam ha'asiya. Here in our physical world, nimshach u'mizgal etzloi inyan anavuah shu matzilus. Nevuah is a revelation from the world of Atzilus. It says usually that the source of nevuah comes from Netzach and Hoid of the world of Atzilus. Before it spoke about Malchus of Atzilus that's revealed in the world, but a Navi has a higher level of revelation, higher than Malchus, from Netzach maybe, something. Haino shagilu da Atzilus yochel lovai. So we see from all of this that even though there's a huge distance, Beruchnius, in the kind of existence that Atzilus is and the lower worlds, but nevertheless, Hagilu Atzilus Yochel Lovay Afilu BeSlapshus BePnimius Gam BeMokim SheYeshboi Taruvus Toivera. This level of Atzilus is able to come down over here in our world, and here the Rebbe goes back to another point that was said before. This level of Atzilus is able to even come down to a place where there's a Taruvus of Toivera, in a world where there is a mixture, where there's good and evil in it. That's this level of Agili. So when we talk about a certain level of Atzilus, it is able to come down into a place, even in a place where there's Tevira. Ach, yeshnom giluyim nailum yaiser. But then, there's a higher godly revelation where the truth of the Eibishter is revealed in a much purer fashion. The real truth of who the Eibishter is, the real Leinoid Movadai, a much higher revelation. She'enem yuchelun lovoi. It's impossible for this godly revelation to be in a place where there's Tevera. It's a stira. It's a contrary. It's impossible for it to be together. If it's the real truth of Einad Molvade and its purity, so then how could there be any room for the union of Tevera? If we speak about a level of Atzilus, although Taka Atzilus is a revelation of Achdus Hashem, but nevertheless Atzilus is a world that has already a certain description to it, a certain limitation. There's Eiris, there's Kalim, there's Sphiris. So over there, that revelation of Atzilus breaks through. It penetrates the parsa, it comes down into the world, and it comes down into a place where there's Toivera. Ultimately, even from Atzilus, it says, we learned this before, when you get to the world of Atzilus, in Atzilus itself, there is no Akbala. There's no limitations, there's no restrictions. For sure, there's no Indian of Ra at all. The pasuk that says, Lo Yagurcha Ra, goes on Atzilus. It's a place where there's no Indian of Ra Bechlal. But at the same time, though, it always says that Atzilus is the Makir for Hagbala. It's the source which leads to it, which it comes from it. In Atzilus, whatever Hagbala, whatever limitation, whatever Tzir there is, whatever Sphira there is, there in Atzilus, the Sphira sense that their entire Inyan is just to express the truth of the Eibishter. There's no feeling of that it has a value and a Metzius for itself. But it's a Lakus which is expressed through a certain Tzir, through a certain Sphira, with a certain Keli. From that, there could be a source that this earth comes down into a place where there's a real tzir, and at kedekach to a mitzvah of toivera. That's going to get tatzilus. But when you talk about the revelation of the real purity of who the Eibishter is, einoid movadi, where there's nothing other than Him. Over here, there's no place for this kind of revelation to coexist together with something that's ra, something that feels that I'm it, that I'm a mitzvah. The truth of the Eibishter is shailo that, negates that. It's impossible for it to come together. This is what we find regarding the Bris Mila by Avram Avinu. After Avram Avinu served the Eibishter for all the years, and Avram Avinu withstood many of the 10 tests that the Eibishter tested him with. But then hine kidei sheyisgalu oiris nailim biyaser, in order to bring down a completely different level of a godly revelation. Whatever Avraham Avinu reached up until that point was not the real source and purity of the Eibishter, who He is, the Emes. In order to bring down a high revelation, shal yadam nasein de veheye tomim, and only then Avraham Avinu was defined as veheye tomim, he's whole and complete. Utzrachliya is asara sarla. The only way this is possible is by the mitzvah of Bris Mila, when the arla is removed. What does the arla represent? Haino lohasir gam helem vehesta kezer, to remove the arlo, which is a covering that conceals and covers shaloy hefriya the gilui kala oiris v'am shachis shahayu etzla Avram kaidim amila. That helen v'hester that was there, that Avram Avinu had already before, very high godly revelations. But for those levels that Avram Avinu reached up until the Bris Mila, the fact that he didn't have a Bris Mila did not allow those levels to be able to be revealed in him. But when you want to reveal the real source, even higher, v'hayei tomim, that Avraham Avinu becomes complete by a higher godly revelation, so over here, it's impossible for these revelations to come into Avraham Avinu while there's an arla, while there's a level that conceals on that truth. So that's what you find by Avraham Avinu. So you see over here that to bring down Elokus k'moy shehu, the Eibishter, in his purity, there has to be you have to completely remove the hell and the hester that there is in the Arla. It's by the mitzvah Bris Mila. Okay, so now coming back to the point that we're speaking about over here, Valder Achzeb Chol Nefesh for Nefesh Mi Yisrael. Same is also true regarding every single Yid. Sheyesh Koiches B'Nefesh. There are those Koiches in a person which are Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama. Sheyecholim L'Slabish B'Derech Pnimi, that is able to be active in a person in an internal fashion. You can live with this. You can relate to the Eibishter on a certain level. Gam kasher b'nefesh b'ames b'guf, even if while his neshama is active and he's understanding things from his neshama and so on, he's experiencing, he's feeling, even if the b'nefesh b'ames b'guf, that while all this is happening, he still has a nefesh b'ames and his guf. Yesh adayin taruvus tovera. There is still an existence of a guf and nefesh b'ames, which contains in it also a inyan of ra. He feels himself. But nevertheless, it doesn't prevent the neshama of being active. L'mashal, b'negeit, the highest level that the Rebbe is talking about over here is the level of neshama. The level of neshama is where a person understands, the intellect, where a person relates and senses and understands the Eibishter through seichel. While he understands that truth of the Eved through Seichel, at the same time, the Nefesh of Bahamas sees the Welt as valuable, sees the world, and the Guf is drawn towards the Gashmis of the world. And there's a battle. Now, they're obviously a contradiction, they're opposites. The Nefesh Lakis is drawn and only sees the truth and it only understands that. Nefesh Bahamas doesn't get that at all and only relates to and senses the truth of the world. Truth, the Sheker, I should say, right? The falsehood of the world. But nevertheless, the Nefesh Lakis is able to be active even while the Nefesh Bahamas has its own opinions. You can have these two opinions at the same time. That's because it's a measured level. It's a measured kind of a relationship with the Eibishter through Seichel. So therefore, it can be active while the Guf and the Nefesh Bahamas is there. But regarding the deeper Koiches of the Neshama, the Chaya and Yechide, Chaya sees the truth of the Eibishter Ba'ifun Kazeh that it doesn't tolerate anything else. There is no room for two opinions. It's not an opinion. It's what the Chaya is, what the Neshama sees. It sees it with a tremendous Taikif. And Yechid is even more, the very essence, the core of the Yid, the existence of who he is. It can't come down, it can't be active and enclosed in the person's life. As long as the person has a Nefesh Bahamas and the Guf, which is a mixture of selfishness and Taiv and Ra and the ego and a person that's into himself. So over here, there's no place for this kind of revelation of Chaya and Yechidah. Chai Yechideh is like what the Rebbe said before, the Eiris Nailim B'Yaisa, the real truth of the Eibishah that's revealed through them. That's the Neshama sees the Emes Mamish. Where is there a place for this to be when there's a Guf and Nefesh Bahamas? So that's B'negei to a Yid, B'chlal. That's here in the world, as a Neshama with a Guf, Nefesh Bahamas. But over here though, if a Yid connects to Moshe Rabbeinu, so Moshe gives a Yid the Koyach to be able to reveal the Chai Yechideh. So what's unique about Moshe? He never Moshe Ksiv, when Moshe Rabbeinu was born. What does the pasuk say? Vateira Isa ki Toiv. His mother saw that he's Toiv, that he's good. What does it mean, goodness? What's the goodness of Moshe Rabbeinu? Sheneilad, when he's born, Ismala Abayis Kuloira. The entire house was filled with light. That's the expression that Rashi brings, the Gemara says. What's the meaning of this? What's the goodness of Moshe Rabbeinu? Hainu Shafila Gufoi Haya Kuli Toiv. That's the Toiv. What she saw was that on one hand, there's a neshama that's born with a guf, but yet the guf is a pure and full reflection of the neshama. There's no two different entities here, b'chlal. It's all toiv, it's all the goodness of the Eibishter. Shalehoye by taruv is ra. There's no inclusion, there's no mixture of any rav here at all. And in other places, the Rebbe adds over here that this was revealed not only regarding Moshe Rabbeinu's own guf, it was revealed even regarding the space, wherever Moshe Rabbeinu is. In the house, the Dalai Lama's, the whole home was filled with his light of his neshama. It doesn't allow for anything other than the truth that Moshe Rabbeinu, his neshama, expresses. So what's the inyan of Moshe Rabbeinu? His inyan is that to reveal the truth of the Eibishter on the level of Chaya, or even the level of Yechidah. The Rebbe here focuses Beikar on the level of Chaya, where you see the truth with such a taikiv that there's no room for anything else, b'chlal. There's no room for another opinion. There's no room to argue about this. As the Rebbe explained before, bariches, when a person sees the truth, so there's no room to come and say, well, maybe it's not so. You see the truth, k'mayshu, there's nothing to argue about. Moshe Rabbeinu's neshama has the revelation of this, koyach of chaya, so powerful that even the guf itself melts away from this. The guf also is penetrated by this truth. So therefore, by Moshe Rabbeinu, him it was possible. Even this koyach of chaya, Moshe Rabbeinu is able to reveal, and he's completely toiv, kulay toiv. That's the diakr, not just toiv, but kulay toiv. Even the guf. And now, if you connect to Moshe Rabbeinu, a regular yid on a level which has a neshama that's revealed on any level of nefesh, ruach, or neshama with a guf, with a nefesh Bahamas, is not able to access and reveal and sense and experience this level of chaya. But that if you connect to Moshe Rabbeinu, so it'll be yicholte lahamshich koyach zeh b'chol echad v'echad miYisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu is able to draw down this revelation and this power to every single yid. It's like you see here, it says when he was born, nismala abayis kulayayra, the entire home, if you're in Moshe Rabbeinu's dalet amis, if you're connected to him, if you're in his svive, you get that ashpah from Moshe Rabbeinu. Al yedei ha'inyin de b'char lono anoshim. Anshe Moshe, you have to choose men that are called Anshe Moshe. What means Anshe Moshe? Anshe Moshe are people that are going to be completely bottled to Moshe. If they connect and are completely bottled to Moshe, so then that light from Moshe Rabbeinu will flow through them as well. Shekol echad v'echad mi Yisrael boicher. So when it says b'char lanu anoshim, it's not only talking about Yeshua choosing these men, but this is every single person has to choose within himself. Boicher megale ba'atzma. A yid has to choose and reveal within himself as hanitzutz Moshe shabay, the spark of Moshe Rabbeinu that's within him to connect to Moshe Rabbeinu. And when you connect to that spark of Moshe, so then the chaya begins shining in the person's life, where you see the pshitus of the Eibishter. The truth of who the Eibishter is experienced in the person with such a pashtus, without unquestionable. That's the kod of chaya. There's no doubts, there's no questions, there's no challenges. You see the truth with such a takev, and that's the toiv, the kule toiv that Moshe Rabbeinu reveals in every yid. Obviously, this takes a big aveda to be this boicher umagala, to choose and to reveal that koyach of Moshe Rabbeinu within oneself. Alter Rebbe in Tanya in Perik Mem Beis, which is based on the Alter Rebbe, says that this itself, to reveal the koyach of Moshe Rabbeinu within every yid, is yigias nefesh v'yigias basar. The Rebbe there is ma'irich about this inyan.
Can I make a deal? We were talking before about the kitzadikata. We're talking about Avraham.
Yeah.
Vava on that one. And the Tov was just in his heart.
By Avraham Avinu.
Yeah, but Moshe was Kulo Tov. It was always spread out.
Could be. Okay. Could be. It's difficult to make these statements about the difference between Avram and Moshe. We're talking about such great giants. It's hard to make these distinctions. But could be, yeah. Okay. That Moshe Rabbeinu is a further level, even more than what it was by Avram Avinu. Let's just finish the paragraph here. Well, Yideze, when you have the Koyach of Moshe, which is Chaya, Yochel, then it's when you have the koyach to go and fight even with such a clipper like Amalek. You're able to reach even this level of chutzpah that has no basis bachlal. The etzem of the chutzpah, the essence of the ego, which has person has a pride of himself and takes credit for everything for himself, even when he has nothing to show for himself. The essence of the evil. Gai v'shein ale tam. To reach there and even to eradicate this as well. All the, let me explain before, all the other levels that there is in Klippa, where it has some basis, it has some rationale behind it. So you can reason with it, you can be mevatel it through seichel. But to reach such a level of chutzpah b'litage, this you have to have the koyach of Moshe Rabbeinu, and every year by connecting to Moshe, the nitzutz of Moshe Rabbeinu, and every single year you're able to be mevatel even this level of chutzpah b'litage.